Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, the show about your sex and your happiness. And today I'm going to do a show that gives you an interim step for your sex and happiness. Like, it's sexy and sensual, but it doesn't involve sex necessarily. We're going to find out more, of course. I'm making assumptions, but I think it's a really good interim step for people who are unsure of themselves, for people who don't know boundaries, for people who just broke up or lost a partner and they don't know how to like get intimacy. These are the things I think we're going to talk about today. So let me tell you, the subject is about cuddle party. And amazingly enough, I have not ever done a show about cuddle party. I've interviewed cuddle party facilitators before, but we talked about different things, not cuddle party. So my dear friend Mary Sorensen wrote to me and said, Lori, would you like to do a show on me and cuddle party? And I went, hell yes. So let me tell you about her and then I'm going to bring her in. Mary Sorensen is a cuddle party facilitator and cuddlist. She was introduced to Cuddle Party during her own search for connection and personal growth about 3 years ago. She works in an office during the day and works to facilitate healthy, wanted connections and helping people become their best and highest self in her spare time. Well, Mary, welcome to the show. What a great intro.
Thanks, Lori. That was great. I appreciate your great words.
Thank you. It's wonderful to have you. And I got a few questions for you right off the bat. One is, you work at an office during the day. So how did you move from being in an office to being a cuddle party facilitator? Like, how did you hear about it? And then how did you decide, oh, I'm going to do this? What made you jump for this?
Sure. It was about 3 years ago, as I said, I kind of had a personal epiphany where I realized that I just was missing connection in my life. I would go to work and I'd come home and I'd sit on the couch and I'd was waiting for something to happen and nothing was happening. You know, I'm in my 40s. At the time I was 41 years old. So I was like, what am I waiting for? Why am I holding myself back? Why am I denying myself this richness of life that I think is out there that I need to just go find it? And I had an experience with a dear friend of mine that I'd known since college that had kind of had a crush on me and was pursuing me. And I had always just said, no, this isn't going to work. And I finally said, why am I doing that? You know, he's a good guy and I like him and we get along well. And, you know, he stayed over one night and we had a wonderful evening sharing with each other. But then he went back to California and I said, well, I need more of this. So I went out and I found, I went on Meetup to see what other groups I could get involved with to meet people. And I found there was a cuddle party group here in Utah.
Oh yeah. That's the other thing. Utah.
Yes. I am in Salt Lake City.
A very conservative, politically and religiously conservative state you live in.
Correct.
And yes. So you found cuddle party in the center of Utah.
I did.
That's amazing.
And yeah. I had actually heard about it maybe 5 years before that. And I thought, oh, that's amazing. That's wonderful. And I went out to look for it and it wasn't here at the time. And at the same time that I did that, someone else did that too. But she said, oh, it's not here. I'm going to make it be here. And, you know, I wish I was as brave as she was and as trailblazing. But she became the first cuddle party facilitator here in Salt Lake and was hosting parties without my knowledge for a couple of years.
Wow. Brave, brave, brave. Yeah. Well, listen, and you followed suit. So brave to you too.
Oh,
look, anything that can open up conversation about sensuality, boundaries, consent, sexuality in Utah is a great thing. So thanks for what you're doing, Mary, whether you were first or second.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. You're very welcome.
And I know Rick Prittis, too, comes from Utah.
He actually got in the Cuddle Party almost the same time I did.
Yeah, and he's great, and he's involved with ISTA and Cuddle Party and a whole bunch of other things. He's in the process now of moving down here to Phoenix. But I met him before I met you, and I thought, what are you doing there?
I know. I miss having Rick here. Yeah, but anyway, I went to my first Cuddle Party and I loved it. Loved it. And it was only like within a couple months, I thought, you know, we need more of this. And the way for me to get more of this is to be a facilitator so that I can do it whenever I want.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So I did.
So you took the plunge. So what does it entail becoming a Cuddle Party facilitator? I never asked. I mean, I know Reed Mihalko really well, who started Cuddle Parties, but I never asked him what it took.
Well, they have developed a training over the years. And yes, Reed started it, but there are different people in charge right now. Len Daly is actually the lead trainer.
Okay.
Right now. But there is a training called Foundations of Facilitation. And they do offer it in person. You can do it in a weekend if you go for 3 or 4 days. But most people take it online, and that's the way I did it. There's a workbook you can go through, and there are weekly video calls for support to work through it. And you can do it on your own time. Most people will take 3 to 6 months to get through all of it.
Okay. So I feel like I'm jumping the gun because I'm saying, what does it take to be a Cuddle Party facilitator? But I'm not saying, what is a Cuddle Party? I'm not asking you the obvious. So, because I knew I wanted to ask you about Utah. And, and I just, you know, and why you did this. So tell us, what is Cuddle Party? And then the next segment, we'll talk about what's likely to happen at Cuddle Party or whatever.
Sure. So a Cuddle Party is actually an international group, and it's trademarked. So if you're going to a Cuddle Party, you should have a Cuddle Party facilitator that was trained in the way that I was, and will offer you the format that I offer that is also on the Cuddle Party website. They should all be the same, so you know what you're getting. It's the same agreements every time. And, you know, other people do cuddle events, and that's fine. That's great. We just, you know, we just ask that if they're not affiliated with Cuddle Party, we just want them to use a different name so that we can have our experience trademarked.
Yeah, and you want to have quality control.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you want to make sure that people come to something that they're familiar with because they read about it or they heard about it, and that it's all the same wherever they go. It's uniform.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the format that we offer starts with a welcome circle. And I usually do sit in a circle on the floor. You know, of course, people are always at choice for anything they want to do at a Cuddle Party. So we do have chairs too. But we'll circle up, and then we do introductions and get to know each other. We have a few little workshop kind of events, workshop exercises. We start with the no exercise, where we practice saying no to each other. That's a skill that you can learn and get more comfortable with if you actually practice saying the word. And then we go over the agreements for Cuddle Party. You know, the first agreement is that this is a non-sexual event, and we're going to keep our clothes on this whole time. And the second agreement is you don't have to do anything you don't want to do ever. Mm-hmm. And that's what gets a lot of people worried. They're like, oh, if I go to a Cuddle Party, I'm going to have to cuddle. No, you don't have to do anything. You can sit in the corner and watch if you want. That's okay. You can fall asleep. And the third one is that if you want to touch anybody, you have to ask and get a verbal consent before you can share touch with anyone. And there's a few more that you can see on the Cuddle Party website and that we go through. It usually takes about 30 to 60 minutes to go through the welcome circle, depending on how much discussion and how many people there are.
And then how long does a Cuddle Party last?
So after we go through the welcome circle, I like to have a good 2-3 hours of open connection time for conversation and cuddling. And that's the main event. You know, the welcome circle is the setup for it. And yes, we do learn things in the welcome circle, but the main event is the time when you get to actually connect with other people in your full presence and hopefully feel that, blissed out feeling you can get when you have such good interactions with somebody else.
Well, you're having oxytocin exchange. So that's like the bliss that you, I mean, that's the most blissful thing there is. It's wonderful.
Yes, so much.
So here's where we're going to take a break.
One more thing, because I always end with a closing circle to, you know, have a ritual at the end.
Okay, so, good. So here's where we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the kinds of people who go to Cuddle and some of the things that have happened and some of the challenges that you've had. So
great.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I'm talking to Mary Sorensen, who by day works in an office. And in the evening, when she does, she facilitates the official Cuddle Party. Sexual. Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and I want to talk to you today about an Eastern European tour where I'm going to be teaching Tantra all along the way of the tour. Now, many of you know that I did Tantra Tourists, a film where I took people to India, and I taught Tantra on the bus and at the Taj Mahal and all these places. So now I'm bringing people to Eastern Europe. And my tour is 14 nights, 15 days at 4-star hotels, and it's land only. And the cities we're going to hit are Prague, Budapest, Rovinj, Zadar, Wien, Zagreb, Split, Dubrovnik. And I'm very excited about it. The only place I've been of all those places is Dubrovnik long ago. So if you've never been to Eastern Europe, and you'd like to see those places, you'd like to start in Prague and end in Dubrovnik and learn Tantra along the way, I welcome you to come and join me. You can be a couple or you can be a single. It really doesn't matter. All meals are included. All hotels are included. And it's going to be exciting for me because I've never been there. And I know that it'll be exciting for you too. You'll be able to learn as you tour. So to find out more, you need to go to this website, sacredsensualgetaways.com. That's sacredsensualgetaways.com. And click on Meet the Instructors, click on Laurie Handlers, and come with me. The tour that I'm talking about starts on June 16th and goes to June 29th. Perfect time for Europe. So join me. I look forward to hearing from you. You can write to me, by the way, for more information at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. That's L-A-U-R-I-E at butterflyworkshops.com to find out more about the stores. Please join me in Eastern Europe. It's going to be great.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. And again, I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm talking today to Mary Sorensen. And Mary, about 3 years ago, decided that she needed more intimacy in her life. And she wasn't sure how to get that, but she decided longer than 3 years ago. But 3 years ago, she became involved in Cuddle Party. And so, Mary, thanks for describing the format for us before. Now, if you could tell us, like, what are some of the, you know, my mind goes to everything. So I'll just talk about me because that's who I have to talk about. So I don't like to exchange energy with just anyone. As a matter of fact, I've been a workshop facilitator for so long and so many different energies have, you know, come past my screen and come around me, that a lot of times I just bow to people and I say namaste because I don't want to hug them. So here we are, you're having a cuddle party, and someone like me, I'm a really intimate person. I adore people, but I want to go really slowly into their energy field, you know, the space around them, and like, you know, like that. So am I typical? Am I a typical cuddle party attendee, or do people just jump down on the floor and make a puppy pile?
You know, I would say there is no typical attendee. The people who come are as varied as there are people in the world. The one thing that does that they do all have in common is they're searching for something. They're searching for connection, and that's what brings them to cuddle party. So yeah, we do have people like you who want to be a little more reserved and, you know, save their energy for the people they really want to connect with, and that's okay. And we do have people that are just like, you know, I'm down in a pup, you know, come do a puppy pile with me, please. You know, we have people like that too. More often it's people in the middle where they're a little, they hold off a little bit until they really start to connect with somebody. And then they can hold hands or be spooning in the corner or have a massage train, you know, with each other. Or sometimes we end up in just conversation circles where people really aren't sharing a lot of touch, but we're having good connection through a quality time conversation. And that's always good too.
So there can be talking. There's no pressure to have to cuddle.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow. That's great. That's great to know. Yeah. I have to admit to you, I've been averse.
Have you?
I mean, I've known about cuddle parties forever. I mean, I even did the OM training, the orgasmic meditation, but okay. I did it twice. I've been only working with one partner. Like mm-hmm. That was okay to me. I picked that partner, but to just go to a cuddle party and randomly say, oh, even at Insta, at the end of Insta, when sometimes we have a party at the end and there's people cuddling, I'm usually not.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, that's one thing that most people say to me. They're like, I would never cuddle with a stranger. I can't believe you would cuddle with strangers. Like, well, you know, by the time we go through the welcome circle and have a chance to get to know each other, we have discussion, we go around the circle several times doing exercises and introductions. And, you know, that's how you get to know people. We create community for the evening. And, you know, I'm not asking you to cuddle with a stranger. I don't expect you're going to cuddle with a stranger. I don't cuddle with strangers. I get to know somebody. And when I feel like I have a connection with them and I want to share more, that's when I would ask, you know, would you like to share some touch with me, or can we hold hands, or I would like to, you know, hug you, or can I spoon with you on the floor? Only when I feel comfortable with that individual person. I don't ask everyone who walks through the door, will you get in a puppy pile with me?
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I wouldn't want anybody to do that. I don't want you to. I want you to find that person you can have that connection with, because to me, that is what cuddling is about.
Yeah. 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 It makes sense to me. It makes perfect sense to me. And it feels like it's really fulfilling a need in people where they can, you know, where they actually, what we said, where they can be intimate and they can, or they can be separate, but they can be somewhere where something really different is happening. It's not a cocktail party.
Right. And some people like to just come and sit in the peaceful, calming energy. It's relaxing just to be in a group of people that are there. They don't have their electronics. They're in their full presence and everybody's got a, you know, this peaceful group energy that feels so good to be in, even if you just want to sit there in the corner and not interact with anybody.
That's yeah. Well, how many people, is there a cutoff limit?
My groups, I would say probably 25 is about what I can handle by myself. If we get more than that, it gets a little too unwieldy for me to facilitate and hold safe space.
So that's a nice sized group, Mary.
Yeah, well, I haven't been getting groups that big lately, but I have had a few that big. Yeah, it's nice. I wish we had that many.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great.
For
25 people, that's a lot of people to meet.
Yeah, yeah.
So Can you tell us a challenge? Like what's happened somewhere or sometime when that was challenging? I mean, like what could likely go wrong or surprised you in terms of going wrong? Or what went right that surprised you?
So I'm thinking about your question. Let me think.
You know, I mean, I could tell you things that have gone wrong with facilitating workshops.
Probably very similar, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, like somebody comes and then they don't pay attention to the ground rules, like they grope somebody. Or I've had people in my classes when it wasn't a clothing optional class. I've had people when we've had fully clothed classes just stand up and take off all their clothes.
Oh, wow.
And I've been like, wait a minute, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, so that I've had those kind of challenges and I've been like, you know, you're going to have to put your clothes back on. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, you know, if you've had any like that or if they've all gone smoothly. I mean, tell me that they all went smoothly and I'll be thrilled for you.
For me, they have all pretty much gone very smoothly. The biggest problem that I have found is people who have a problem dealing with rejection, what they think is rejection.
Okay, yeah. So what do you do?
So, you know, for them, I feel a little inadequate here, actually, because I don't know that I've had a good outcome. But I do check with them and say, you know, you look like you're a little down. And I try to interact with them if it feels right for me, and usually it does. You know, I'll ask if I can hold their hand while we talk, and sometimes that's all they need.
And oh, that's good.
Yeah. But you know, I can tell sometimes when I've said no to someone when they ask me for something and they just kind of sulk and they leave early and they don't come back. And I always feel crushed, you know, by that. And I don't really know what to do for it. I try to check in with them. I'll send them an email the next day and say, I hope I can help your experience next time if you'll come again. And was there anything I could have done to make you more comfortable? And most of them are very nice and they're like, no, there's nothing you could have done. It was just me. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't do anything if you don't want to let me.
Right. Well, you know, you might say, that, you know, when you do the no exercise, like you might even talk about that, about people who feel rejected. I'm sure you do, actually.
Yeah, we do. That is something I go over in the welcome circle about how to view it when somebody tells you no.
Yeah.
It's not that they're saying no, they're, well, I like to say if somebody tells you no, you need to say thank you for giving me your true answer and taking care of yourself, because I am looking for that connection. I am looking for that person who is hell yes to me. I want that experience where I can share with someone that really wants to share with me. And if you tell me yes, when you want to say no, I'm not going to get that. So that's really disrespectful to me to say yes if you want to say no.
Right, but only really advanced people know that.
I know.
I mean, you can't expect, I mean, like I know that because I prefer, I feel if people can't say no to me, I don't even trust their yes.
Exactly.
Not even for 1 second.
Yeah.
So
I always feel like I can trust people better if they can say no to me.
But that takes, you know, some evolution. I wasn't always like that.
It does. It takes time and training and experience and, but it is something I go over fairly at length in the welcome circle.
And, you know, that's why people should come to cuddle parties so that they can learn that. And then you can learn to stop taking things so personally. Yes. Like somebody else's no doesn't mean it anything about you.
Right.
It just means that's their no and that's where they're at. And it's not about the other person. It really isn't. And even if it is, who's so what?
Yeah. Why do you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you?
Exactly.
Don't get hung up on that. You know, go find someone who wants to be with you.
Yeah, you're right. It's so good. It's really, really good.
Yeah, and it's a good place to practice that in cuddle party where the stakes are so low. You know, it's not a relationship. It's not having expectations for further interaction. It's, you know, right now. Would you?
Yeah,
like
it's not even internet dating or anything. It's nothing. Yeah. It's going there to seek out like-minded people who want to touch.
Yeah. So it's a good format for practicing your communication and your skills that way.
So what happens if somebody gropes?
You know, I have not had to deal with that. I'm so lucky. Let me knock on some wood here. Generally, we tell people, again, in the welcome circle, we go over that. You know, what if somebody does something that you don't like? And we say, well, you can, you know, you can protect yourself. You can say, I didn't say yes to this. I didn't ask for that. You can take their hand and move it away. And if there's really somebody that you can't handle, you know, let other people around you know, because everybody here is invested in your safety at Cuddle Party. This is a community event. I can't hold space by myself, you know, for all these people. Everybody here wants to hold space for everyone else and make this a safe event. So let them know there's a problem and we will help you.
Yeah. That's really good. I mean, I mean, it is hard for people to exercise their voice. I know this. It's difficult for people to just sing out, you know, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, that's very hard. People don't want to take, call attention to themselves, nor do they want to call attention to the person who might be breaking the agreement.
It's true. I generally do keep a fairly close eye on the room. I participate in the cuddling, but I look around the room every 5 or 10 minutes or so and just see the energy and watch the space. And, you know, if I see some people over there that look like they're having bad, negative interaction, I will go talk with them and say, hey, what's going on here? You know, how are you guys doing? And usually that's enough. If something weird is happening, that they'll just break it off.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break here again. And when we come back, I want to find out how people can get in touch with you, how people can find out more about Cuddle Party. And also, I have this trick question. So I'm not going to ask you yet. I just have this, it's kind of like my fantasy question. So I'm going to ask that as soon as we come back. I think it'll be fine for you. I don't think it'll stump you. And then we'll find out more and how people can find out more and like maybe a few tips that you could give people. So everybody, we are talking today about Cuddle Party. We're talking to Mary Sorensen, who's a Cuddle Party facilitator. And she's making a lot of sense to me. She's actually almost enrolling me and going to a Cuddle Party. So
good. Good. Everyone should go.
The people in Phoenix will crack up if I go to a Cuddle Party. I always say no.
Christina holds them there all the time. You got to go.
It'll be really interesting for me to go. So anyway, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back and we'll find out how you can find out about Cuddle Parties. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, She creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and award-winning food, entertainment, and service. In really fun classes each day, I'll take you into enhanced communication, intimacy skills, and sensuality. I also offer private sessions by appointment in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. Oh, and I'll have my Sibian there too, so you can experience the Sibian in a private learning session. There's many barriers to be dropped and a new freedom to be learned by accompanying me to this vacation. When? October 13th to the 20th, 2018. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort, Negril Beach, Jamaica. For more information, write to me, Lori@butterflyworkshops.com. Or to book, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Book now while rooms last and tell them you're among my group. Be among the wonderful people who will be joining me this year. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. And we're back with our third segment on today's Sex and Happiness show. And, you know, Mary, here's my stump question. I don't know if it's a trick question. It's my stump. I have this picture of people showing up in their pajamas. And I don't know, do people show up in their pajamas at cuddle parties?
Sure. You can wear pajamas or any comfy clothes.
So they come and they change into their cuddle clothes.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
And like flannel pajamas.
Sure.
Okay.
I must tell you, most of my people don't do that, but a few do now and then. And I even have one guy who's about, well, actually I have two guys. They're like 6'5" bear kind of guys. And they have these footy onesie suits they wear.
Oh, I love that. That's so great.
They're so cute. And they're snuggly.
Wow.
Yeah.
6 foot onesies. That's very cool.
Yes.
I had another question too. Like, so how, tell us how this connects to sex and happiness.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, I think that a lot of people go out there and they think, I need sex. I just need to get some sex and that will solve my problem. That's what I need right now. But I think some people mistake that for the need for intimacy and connection. Yes, you can get intimacy and connection through sex, and I hope that you do. That's the right way to do sex. But intimacy and connection don't have to be in a sexual context all the time. You have a whole range of intimacy and connection that's available to you. So, you know, perhaps for whatever reason you've decided you're not going to be having sex, who knows why, but you can still connect with other people and have touch and share connection without sex and still have it be a very rewarding intimate experience. And in fact, I think that if you can learn to do, to have that connection and share touch without sex and have that intimate connection, that will enhance your sex. If you can then build on that and then add sex to it.
Great. So it's really, it's a conversation and a connection and an activity to have prior to sex, where you can get intimacy and you can get touch and you can get oxytocin, and you don't necessarily have to commit yourself to the act of sex, especially if you don't have somebody that you really want to have sex with or like that. So you stop short of that and you have all this, the gray area.
Well, it's not about denying yourself sex. I mean, and I highly recommend sex, and I hope people will have as much and as good of sex as they want. And, but, you know, my facilitation is about how to find connection in a non-sexual aspect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think most people don't know how to do.
No, I don't think so. It's a skill. What you said, it's a skill.
Yeah. And even a lot of people who are very, what's the right word? Sexually evolved or sexually comfortable. They are terrified of cuddling because they think it's so intimate, and they know what sex is, but they don't know what cuddling is. So they're just so afraid. I was going to ask if that maybe was applied. Is that how you
are? You talking about me?
Maybe. I'm asking.
You just nailed it. I mean, I feel like that. I feel I've had, you know, in my life, I've had lots of encounters. And, you know, ones that started, this is prior to cuddle party, of course, but ones that started out cuddling, you know, people who said, oh, yeah, we'll just cuddle.
Yeah.
That was a lie.
Yeah.
And I had to leave because I've never really have never had non-consensual sex. I knock on wood about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not the kind of woman or girl, even when I was a girl, who was taken advantage of. I'm not, I'm kind of, you know, headstrong. So people didn't mess with me, but,
that's good. Me too.
And I'm also lucky because there were times on altered substances and whatever that if anything could have happened and it didn't. So, but I am highly sexual. And so it could be my fear is, how will I just do this? Mary, thank you. Like, that's a really good insight for me to have. I never looked at it like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We're doing therapy right here on my show.
Yeah, thanks. Well, so, you know, a lot of people tie it up with sex because they've never had a non-sexual cuddle experience. So, of course, they think of cuddling that has to be with sex because that's their whole experience. But it doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, you probably don't know this, but the founders of ISTA, International School of Temple Arts, who I work for and with, mm-hmm. We are supposed to start every morning in the facilitators meeting, facilitators and assistants meeting, with a cuddle.
Oh.
And I never do. this is a secret, boy. This is revealing. Like, they all might be on some king-size bed cuddling before we start talking. And I'll touch somebody's hands and their foot. Every once in a while, they scoop me up and put me on that bed, but I'm not really into it.
Ah. Well, it sounds like they didn't really get your full consent for it either, if they scoop you up. So, of course, you don't ever want to do anything where you feel like you're not
exactly
full consent. Yeah.
Well, they love me, you know, and they want me as part of their puppy pile. And I, you know, I guess it's also, I guess I'll just say this, you know, I had an experience when I was first in Tantra, not when I was teaching Tantra, but when I was taking Tantra, where we did this roll over thing where people roll, one person at the end, everyone was like sardines, and then one person at the end rolled over everybody. And then the next person at the end rolled over everybody. And the next person at the end rolled over everybody. So if you get the picture, it was like kind of like logs rolling.
Yeah.
It might even be called log roll. I don't know. But anyway, I'm pretty small, and people rolled over me and it hurt. Ah. I didn't like it. And so I equate the two. I'm sorry.
But I totally understand.
I hear everything that you're saying, and you're making it sound so appealing that I just might. I'm on my way to ISTA in Bali. Maybe James, Elaine, and I and our assistants will cuddle. They'll be shocked.
You know, I think a lot of people who have aversion to touch or cuddling had an experience like that where they weren't in control. Somebody engaged in touch with them without their consent, and they didn't like it. And maybe it even hurt like it did for you. And so they're very worried that that could happen again. So they'd rather just say, I don't like touch, or I don't do touch, because they don't want to have that happen again.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's it. I practice Lati Han, and sometimes in a Lati Han, people will start piling up around me. And I know that when I feel lots of people piling up around me, I move. Mm-hmm. Like I get out, like I start, there's a piece of me that starts panicking. Uh-oh, too many people. I can feel too many people around me. My eyes are closed or I'm blindfolded. Mm-hmm. Too many people are like piling up around me, and I have to get out.
Yeah.
So thank you. You know, it helps to like really distinguish this. So how do people get in touch with you? Let's change to the more positive aspects, because I don't want to jinx this. I think this is a good movement. I think this is a positive movement. I think it's a sex positive movement.
Yes.
And I want people to participate if they're called to do that. I think it's really healthy.
Thank you. I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah.
The best way to find Cuddle Party in your area is to go to the Cuddle Party website. It's just cuddleparty.com, all one word, CUDDLEPARTY. And my events are listed on there, and all the official Cuddle Party facilitators should have their events on that page. I also do a meetup in Salt Lake where I announce my events under Utah Cuddle Club. And I know most facilitators, will have a meetup or some other way they announce their parties through Facebook or something like that, or Eventbrite. Please go look for it. I recommend it for everyone. Even if you think you hate touch, just, you know, you can go with the idea that you're going to sit in the corner and not talk to anybody, but at least you'll know what it is. And
that's great. Yeah, that's great. People should have education about all these things that are going mm-hmm. on. They're all for you. They're for and in favor of everybody that has curiosity and wants to learn. And I mean, and that's really what you're doing. That's what I do and all my colleagues do and your colleagues do. It's about having a world that's positive, that's sexy and juicy and has consent mm-hmm. in it and boundaries so that people feel safe.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So Mary, thank you so much for doing what you do. How do they find you? Oh, you're listed on that site. Okay.
Yeah. And my website is marycuddler.com, and I'm also on Facebook under Mary Cuddler, and my email is marycuddler@gmail.com.
Okay. So there's Mary Cuddler, everything. And you said you're a cuddlist. Did you make that word up?
No, I didn't. We didn't really talk about that. I am a professional cuddler, and the group that I am with is called Cuddlist. They are people that are also on the board of Cuddle Party, so they fashion their training from the Cuddle Party ideas. So I really love the Cuddlist training for professional cuddlers. And so I am also on the Cuddlist website, cuddlist.com.
And this is, I mean, there are people who do professional cuddling, like they make money going and cuddling someone. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about, yes.
Wow. So, yeah, I heard about this, this new movement. I heard a few years ago about this movement of people who, like, for pay, will go and cuddle with somebody who needs to be cuddled.
Yes.
And it's like a profession.
Absolutely. There are people who are able to do it full time.
Wow.
They're amazing. So, yeah, we have really active Facebook forums. We talk all the time. There's training calls in Cuddlist and Cuddle Party all the time where we can talk with each other and work things out. And, if you're looking for something, hopefully you can find connection with, you know, a professional cuddler is available to you in your area, or come to a group event for Cuddle Party. You know, they're both so good.
That's so great, Mary. Well, I just want to really thank you for what you're doing. I'm thrilled that we talked about it because I'm more inclined to do it.
Good.
And if I'm more inclined to do it, and I'm pretty out there.
Yeah. That's an amazing outcome. I'm pleased with that.
Yeah, there might be other people more inclined to do it who aren't as out there as me. So thank you so much. Thanks for contacting me and making sure that I remembered that that's what you do. And I'm thrilled that we did this show. Really, really thrilled. And everybody out there, I want you to go on to cuddleparty.com and look it up and find out where there's cuddling in your neighborhood, in your area, in your part of the world, because there's Cuddle Party everywhere. And it really is a big thing. I mean, if it started oh, I don't know, maybe, I don't know how many years ago, 15 years ago?
About 15, 18 years ago or so.
Yeah, that's what I thought, 15, 18. That's around the time I met Reed.
Yes. So, yeah, it's international now. I think we have 150 facilitators all over the world now.
That's wonderful. Thank you. So thank you. So everybody, please go there. Mary, thank you. And please tune in next time when I'll have an amazing guest like Mary is today. I mean, it just, this is great. This is so for you, all of you out there. This is Laurie Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. I look forward to our next time together.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world. And I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it. And every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use a Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse and they lean back. And they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention. And you can use my name if you call them. Or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with the Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135 and say Laurie Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.